T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, May 22nd, and we have thunder showers in the area here on this Friday morning. A shooting reported in West Wichita near 13th and West Street happened late yesterday afternoon at an apartment complex. Two victims listed in critical condition. That investigation continues, and we're expecting some more information on that double shooting later on this morning. A third arrest has now been made, this in connection with the killing of a black jogger in Georgia.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation arrested 50-year-old William Roddy Bryan on felony murder charges. He's responsible for filming the encounter that led to 25-year-old Ahmad Arbery's death. Bryan spoke out about his involvement in the incident last week, saying he had nothing to do with Arbery's murder.
I've never been involved in anything like that before. Complete shock.
Bryan's attorney says Bryan was only a witness to the crime. This comes 2 weeks after 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis were arrested and charged with Arbery's murder. It happened back in February, but sparked a national outcry after the video was leaked earlier this month. Kevin Cork, Fox News.
An order issued by the Kansas Corporation Commission requires utilities under its jurisdiction to offer 12-month payment plans and waive late fees through the end of the year to help residential and small business customers avoid disconnection. Here's more from the Kansas Information Network's Brian Hagan.
The latest order will help customers struggling with the economic effects of COVID-19 pay off past due balances gradually while avoiding disconnection of service. Customers are also encouraged to apply for available utility assistance programs. The order states utilities may defer any extraordinary bad debt expense and loss fee revenue that arises from the required customer protections into a regulatory asset for accounting purposes only. Any recovery requests will be considered in a utility's next rate case or rate recovery filing.
The commission may extend the consumer protections outlined if the COVID-19 pandemic stretches into 2021. And that pandemic is having a big impact on local governments. Wichita City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News the city expects a big drop in revenue from taxes.
Just this year in 2020, it will be more than $10 million, where it's going to be anywhere from $10 to $12 million. And then we look at a revenue loss that could be as high as $19 million next year in 2021. So that's really significant for us, and that's just in the general fund, and that's what funds most of our basic services.
However, Layton says he doesn't anticipate asking for a tax increase. Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020. That'll be Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on KNSS. The Centers for Disease Control expected to release guidance for churches to open up today.
President Trump has instructed the CDC to publish guidance for churches to reopen, a move the administration had been reluctant to make. A spokesperson for the CDC says that guidance will be out soon. Other administration officials expect it today.
They're so important in terms of the psyche of our country. To me, they use the word essential. I think churches are essential.
CDC has published guidance for reopening businesses, schools, restaurants, and community buildings. But at that time, administration officials worried about the appropriateness of prescribing reopening guidelines to places of worship. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index increased slightly from April's record low. More details from the Kansas Information Network's Britt Zweigart.
The overall index for May increased to 12.5 from April's record low 12.1, but down significantly from March's 35.5. The Kansas index for May rose to 9.2 from April's 8.9. The index ranges between 0 and 100 with a reading of 50 representing growth neutral. Over the 12-month period ending in March 2020, there was a net increase of 41 family farm bankruptcies in the rural Main Street region. Kansas, however, bucked that trend with four fewer bankruptcies. Rural Main Street Bank CEOs expect farm loan defaults to expand by only 5.4% over the next 12 months.
The index covers 10 states, including Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Colorado. Much of the economy in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut rocked by the pandemic, but it looks like it's really helping sell backyard pools. Dana Arshin of Fox TV affiliate WNYW has that story.
Unprecedented demand completely shocked us.
Emily Vaca is the founder of Mini Dip, a trendy inflatable pool company geared towards adults. In just 4 days last month, she says her company completely sold out of all their pools, which were supposed to last the entire summer season.
Last year, 2019, our busiest day was June 1st. This year is April 27th, and it was a 1,500% increase in sales in that one day.
Across the tri-state, there's been a huge demand for pool installations, especially as families brace for the possibility of summer camps closing.
Retailers in the Northeast warn if you're going to buy a pool, better do it quickly before they all sell out. It's 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the holiday weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With occasional showers and a few thunderstorms across south-central Kansas this morning, some of the rain could be heavy at times. This afternoon's high 78, but much of that depends on exactly how much of a break in clouds we get. Clearing tonight, Tarlo 59, windy and warmer Saturday with a high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the northwest gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Some thunder showers in the area. It is 60 degrees. 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. As we head into this Memorial Day weekend, we have, of course, that is the Memorial Day culminates the weekend on Monday when we recognize those who have given their lives in service for our country. It's also kind of the unofficial start of summer, even though this spring and this summer will probably be like any other we've ever experienced. So we'll just have to build on that and see how to get through the weekend. It is 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time to check in and get some great information, as we do every time this weekday. It's the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. New lows for the week were scored yesterday for the cattle complex. Some feeder contracts had their lows traded the past 2 weeks, and late buying brought the cattle off their lows and allowed the live cattle a positive close, but the feeder still closed negative. Yesterday was the second straight day of an estimated cattle slaughter exceeding 100,000 head. The lean hogs only closed positive in nearby contracts yesterday. On the close, August live cattle, 60 cents higher, 98.22. August feeders were 12 cents lower, 128.87, with July hogs $1.37 higher, 57.17. Now, the wheat traded mix made a new high for the week and closed positive, but off their session highs yesterday. The corn and soybeans closed negative, mainly on fund selling activity. Now, the virtual Kansas wheat tour pegged the crop at 284.4 million bushels yesterday with a yield of 44.5 bushels per acre. The May USDA report was higher than that. They estimated the crop at 305.5 million bushels with a yield of 47 bushels per acre. Now, today is the last trading session ahead of the three-day Memorial weekend. At the moment, July KC wheat's 3.5 cents lower, trading at 450¾. July corn down a penny and a quarter, 316½, with July soybeans 4 cents lower at 831. July crude oil down $1.98 at $31.95. June gold $14.40 higher at $1,736.30. The June S&P 8¼ points lower at $29.28¾. June dollar index 34 cents higher at $99.74. With June Dow Jones futures holding 81 points lower at $24,298. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
As we head into this Memorial Day weekend, Tom, has it been a good month for the crops in Kansas?
It's been kind of a tough one in some aspects. The cool weather has made the growing of the newly planted crops a little bit on the slow side. Rain has been a problem in some areas, but in other areas, the lack of rain has been a problem. So May's been an interesting month.
What about this kind of rainy weekend we have coming to us? Do we need it here in South Central Kansas?
South Central Kansas and places really does need it. You get in Southeast Kansas, they could do without any more rain, and it was welcome rain they saw yesterday afternoon and last night in the western part of the state.
Will the markets be closed on Monday, Memorial Day?
Yes, they will. We'll see the grain markets open at 7 o'clock Monday evening, but no trading during the day.
Gotcha. And so that means you get a big week, three-day weekend coming up.
You bet. I can just put my feet up and sit back.
Oh, well, that's what you do best.
You bet. I'm a pro at that.
All right, we'll let you get to it then. Why am I bothering you with this thing?
Right. Exactly.
Tom, thanks. Always great information. Have a great weekend. All right.
Thank you, Ted.
That is our commodities update with Tom Loeffler. Great information on Loeffler Commodities right here with Steve and Ted in the morning. Investing for short and long-term goals. Be sure to keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up in just a few minutes. Always great information from Mr. Grant as well. KNSS News Time, 6:42.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.